All God's Angels Are Gay, A Parable for the 21st Century. Copyright 2004 by Ezekiel J. Kralin, Jehovah's Queer Witness. Imagine this unpleasant scene. A guardian angel who loves a person so much appears before that person to make his life a living miracle. But that person, let's call him Ishmael, takes his angel's appearance for granted, being the spoiled brat his parents turned him into. So he taunts the angel, lies to hurt his feelings, even beats and kicks him whenever he feels like it, just like he does to old dog. Ishmael keeps shutting him up before the angel can explain to him of our Father's love and all the wondrous things that life can be if you only open your heart. So the angel pleads and pleads and pleads, but all to no avail, so that after a number of terrible months without a single breakthrough, the angel realizes he's accomplished his mission as best as possible and must now make himself invisible to this person once more. Yet this terrible heartbreak suffered by this angel does not stop him from continuing his mission, albeit invisible, by pleading and pleading and pleading and pleading until that day of triumph comes, and come it will. In fact, the angel never skips a beat in his devotion to a soul, for he knows how truly blessed he is, and that it is all a celebration, even in the darkest hour. For it is in that darkest hour only that the angel can finally take center stage and sing out his heart to God, and in so doing create a golden cord of brotherly love that unites himself, the guardian angel, to this person. And the angel need only be yanked down once before he uses his wings. Yep, you gotta be A1 tip-top absolute best soldier to score that high. A perfect score, in fact. And does this foolish person get pulled up with his angel, or does the cord break to leave the angel unfettered from any more pain? That, I believe, depends on whether or not Ishmael has a change of heart, and if it comes soon enough to make a difference. Now, you're probably thinking, yes, that does sadden me, as I know there are all too many people in this world who are just like that nasty Ishmael. And as if by an afterthought, you boast, thank God I'm not like that. I'd never harm an angel. Oh, you wouldn't, would you? Before you think so smug of yourself, answer me this. Do you like gay people, that is, homosexuals? And your answer to that single question alone will tell you for sure whether or not you are also an Ishmael. And God shall pass his judgment upon you accordingly. Let this parable be spoken in every tongue, in every nation, and in every home. Blessed be, and may the angel of justice pass you over.